This is the Nature of Cities podcast. This is the Nature of Cities, a podcast about cities as ecosystems, ecosystems of people, nature, and buildings. Open space, public space, green space that makes cities livable, resilient, and sustainable.
Deep down in the murky, oily, mayonnaise-like bottom of the Gowanus Canal in Brooklyn, New York, a teeming ecosystem of microscopic bacteria are hard at work eating through the layers of pollution left behind by factories and fuel storage facilities over the course of the 19th and 20th centuries. According to the members of BK Bioreactor, a grassroots scientific research group comprised of two landscape architects and a geneticist, the bacteria living at the bottom of the Gowanus may hold the key to cleaning up other heavily polluted sites in the future. The members of BK Bioreactor have been dutifully collecting samples of bacteria in sediments from 14 different sites along the Gowanus Canal, working to figure out what kinds of critters have the ability to break down industrial waste into harmless substances.
We decided to focus on bacteria because there's little else actually that can survive in the canal. And so that's why we've been sampling sediment over the last year and extracting the DNA of the bacteria that live there to try to identify what they are and what they're doing.
That's Dr. Elizabeth Hanaf, a postdoctoral researcher at the Weill Cornell Medical College in New York City and a member of the BK Bioreactor team.
We found that there's anywhere between like 20 and 30 different bacterial species at any given location that we've sampled. And most interestingly, we found that these bacteria encode really nice bioremediation functions. So they encode genes that that produce enzymes that will degrade different types of toxic compounds.
The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency defines bioremediation as, quote, the use of microbes to clean up contaminated soil and groundwater. The BK Bioreactor team looks for telltale snippets of DNA in the muck that they sample from the Gowanus, sifting for evidence of bacteria that have evolved to bioremediate the kinds of industrial chemicals found at the bottom of the canal.
So then we'll take those samples back to the lab, and we'll extract the DNA from the sediment. That involves breaking open the bacterial cell walls, so through a combination of mechanical processes, of basically shaking the sample with some garnet beads that will physically destroy the cell walls, and also chemical processes, so using types of detergent that will also break open those cell walls to release the DNA from the bacteria. And then we go through a series of steps that allows us to purify that DNA, so end up with only the DNA and leave behind all of the other cell debris and also the physical debris of the sediment. So we found genes that are able to degrade different types of complex hydrocarbons, and so that can be related to the coal tar industries. We found genes that are pathways that will degrade different types of industrial solvents, and so that can be related to the paint-making factories.
Our research into the canal has told us what kind of genes are operating there.
That's Ian Quate, a designer with the landscape architecture firm Nelson Bird Waltz in New York City, and like Elizabeth, a founding member of BK Bioreactor. Ian first came up with the idea of searching for pollution-loving bacteria in the Gowanus after learning about scientists that discovered cancer-fighting microbes in a flooded copper mine in Montana.
So we prototyped these big PVC pipes, kind of like a straw, where you can plug the end and pull out, a whole length of milkshake. We had a 10-foot length of PVC pipe that we would press down into below the water, into the sediment, cap, and then pull up a sample, a core sample. So we prototyped this, and we got a whole group of folks together and all put on our hazmat suits and went out sampling one day. And on that first sampling day, Elizabeth was there and was super enthusiastic and way smarter than us and excited about moving the project forward.
The BK Bioreactor collaboration marks out some new territory for urban landscape architecture, zooming down from the scale of parks and plants to a terrain that really just can't be seen with the naked eye.
This project has involved everything from bioinformatics to landscape architecture and then even to interactive web development.
That's Matthew Siebert, the third leader of BK Bioreactor and also the creative director of Landscape Metrics, a small firm focused on telling visual stories through data and design.
And each, obviously brings its own body of knowledge to the table, but it's certainly like the exchanging of both information in disciplinary roles, I believe, really contributes to a new way of thinking or a new kind of thinking. I'd say it's this transdisciplinary approach that has enabled a new conceptual and methodological practice, in my opinion, sort of integrating what was once these very discipline-specific approaches to something much more interesting and applicable in a real-world situation like Gowanus.
The BK Bioreactor team relies on volunteer help from environmental advocacy organizations along the canal, including the Gowanus Dredgers, a group of boating enthusiasts, and the Gowanus Canal Conservancy, a group doing work to improve environmental conditions throughout the canal's larger watershed. Genspace, a Brooklyn-based community biotechnology lab open to the general public, has given the BK Bioreactor team access to technology that would normally be off limits for such a grassroots research project.
Our research tells us, for all its notoriety, the Gowanus Canal is a unique environment that not only supports life, but that hosts organisms actively remediating the toxicity of this historical waterway. And sort of on a more radical or personal line of thinking, I believe the canal, our findings and potential design interventions really opens doors to like new ways of conceiving of both nature and cities.
In spite of BK Bioreactor's recent discoveries, bacteria are unlikely to play a big role in cleaning up the Gowanus Canal itself. According to Elizabeth Hanaf, the bacteria need much more oxygen to speed up that bioremediation process. And, well, there just isn't much oxygen bubbling through 15 feet of underwater sludge. Instead, the BK Bioreactor team hopes their research can point the way toward innovative cleanup strategies for the future, either using microbes to break down chemicals at a polluted site, or, more likely, using the same bacteria to clean up soils and sediments that have been dredged and removed for disposal someplace else. The results may change the way landscape architects deal with contaminated sites in their designs, says Matthew Siebert.
I'm particularly inclined to kind of think of Gowanus Canal as this sort of beautiful cyborgian landscape where its legacy of toxicity generates its own solution. And I think our role in facilitating and then amplifying this bioremediation and cleanup through a science-based design can achieve this in a through employing technology in a sort of artful way, which I think is where really landscape architectural practice can kind of come back into the picture.
To keep up with the BK Bioreactor team as they plumb the depths of the Gowanus Canal once more this summer, visit www.bkbioreactor.com. This is Philip Silva on the nature of cities.
You've been listening to This is the Nature of Cities podcast, produced by The Nature of Cities. Music by David Maddox. Copyright 2016, The Nature of Cities, all rights reserved. For more information about this or other Nature of Cities productions or publications, see thenatureofcities.com.